Okay, welcome everyone to the February Liscasa General Assembly meeting. This is Debbie Lou Campilla, President. For all of you out there listening on the web, welcome to you also. So we have a nice crowd here today. And first thing on the agenda is, after this greeting, let's be called to order. And Jennifer had posted the minutes from the last meeting to the website. Has everyone had a chance to look at it? Does anyone have any changes, mistakes? Okay, can we consider them adopted then? All right, and the next thing is the agenda. You can see that before you. Are there any major additions or changes onto the agenda? Okay, so let's move on. Then our first thing of business is Dr. Christine Civiletto from the MU Counseling Center, and so she's here to talk to us about services that they will provide to graduate students.
Hello, thank you for having me here. Sorry, I'm still getting used to holding a microphone. It's not something counselors normally do. I'm so thrilled to be here to talk with you all about the services we offer and wanted to let you know the way that I'm going to approach our little discussion today is I was going to talk a little bit about our services and then leave it open for anybody who might have questions about, you know, what we offer, how we might be able to be useful to you. Probably the thing that most people are aware of as far as what we do is our individual counseling services. And what that entails is confidential, free counseling services to all students on campus, anyone who's enrolled in classes. So it can be people who are taking web-based classes as long as you're enrolled as a student. And typically we do more short-term counseling there, and what we define as short term varies, but typically around 12 sessions. But if someone has concerns that would warrant more sessions, that's something they might be able to work out with their individual therapist, but we try and stick to around that. We do offer services both to undergraduate students and graduate students, and then we also have an employee assistance program that works with faculty and staff on campus. In addition to our individual counseling, we also offer couples counseling. So both partners in a couple do not have to be students on campus, just one. As long as one person from the couple is an enrolled student, then we do offer couples services. I will tell you that couples, right now I think we're about full as far as our couples work goes. So if you do call in for couples services, there is a chance you might get referred out, but that is something that we try to offer if we have the resources available. Another big component of the work we do at the Counseling Center is our groups program, and I'll be passing around some information on our groups program, and for people who aren't able to actively hold this in their hand, we do have this information on our website as well, so I'll pass those around. We have a number of groups that we'll be offering over the course of this semester. Some are more general interpersonal groups, so those are the more open, not necessarily a topic for the group. People just come in and talk about whatever might be going on for them. Then we have some more structured groups, including ones focused on anxiety and stress, eating issues, family issues. We have an international women's support group, a women's group which is called Power Up, and that focuses a lot on self-esteem issues, boundaries, body image, etc. And then a relationship rescue group. Of particular interest, I think, to graduate students is our dissertation support group. So if you know someone who is working on their dissertation and feeling, you know, kind of alone in that process and needing some support, we do have this great group that's available for students from all different disciplines to get together and share what that experience is like. So if anyone is interested in either of these services, whether it's individual or group, all you need to do is call the Counseling Center. It's 882-6601. And get set up for an appointment to come in and talk with someone. I'm going to pass around the Counseling Center general brochures as well. Another component of the work that we do at the Counseling Center, and it's a big portion of what I do as the coordinator of programming, consultation, and communications, is provide programs or outreach to the campus. And we have several programs coming up this semester, primarily focused around stress management. It seems like much of the requests that we've been getting from faculty and staff have been for us to provide stress management programs to students. So we have some coming up starting next week and going throughout the semester. We have a boundary setting and stress management program next week. Then we have some more activity-centered ones in following weeks. One is where the group will be making stress balls out of sand and balloons and talking about how stress balls can be incorporated into stress reduction. I know that as graduate students, stress is an inherent part of what your experience is like, so it gives that opportunity to look at different ways to combat that stress. We also have one called Create Your Own Mandala, where it's a part of a Eastern philosophy where mandalas are this powerful expression of one's personal journey toward growth. And in this program, Shane Blasco is the person who will be facilitating it. She'll help people to create their own personal mandala as a healing tool to look at how to relieve stress. And we also have some more general programs on managing test anxiety, and then one on just transforming the stress experience into a more healthy perspective of managing stress. So I'm going to pass around some flyers that talk about these upcoming programs as well. And again, these are open to anyone in the campus community, so faculty, staff, students. In addition to the programs that are listed here, we also do a lot of, you know, responding to requests. So if you teach classes or if you, you know, are part of a group that might want us to come and talk on a different topic, please feel free to give us a call and let us know and we can try and arrange for something. Does anyone have any questions? Yes.
Are there any implications for part-time versus full-time graduate students?
Implications for part-time versus full-time? Nope. At this point, essentially, if you're enrolled as a student, then you're eligible for services. This is on campus, it's a little different, but not for us. Distance, I believe as long as someone can get to the counseling center, then services are available because they would be enrolled. So the counseling center is located on 6th Street here, right by engineering. It's in Parker Hall. So, any other questions? Anything I can help you with? No? All right. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here.
So thanks, Dr. Civiletto, for letting us know. And you're welcome to stay if you want, but please feel free to leave. Great, okay. Okay, we'll move on to old business. The first item on old business are the constitutional changes. As according to our constitution, we've had these up for the last two meetings, which has been like 4 months. So I have not received any anything that people wanted to change or ask questions about via email. So we'll go ahead and just have the vote tonight, and that will be final as of tonight. And Jen, do you have internet from right there? Mm-hmm. Can you read what we have? Is that on the website still, the changes that we wanted to make? Could you just read them? Okay. So in general, the constitutional changes are to raise the GPA required of officers so that it conforms with what's required by the university now, which I think is a 2.5. Anyway, something we all have. But and then changing our statement of non-discrimination so that it now complies with the university's standard, and to add webmaster to the job of the secretary. Are you ready? No, still going. Okay, we're still loading. So we're going to have Jen read the changes exactly as they're proposed, and then we'll just go ahead and do a voice vote. We're still loading. All right. Does anyone here have any questions or comments about the constitutional changes? No. We've talked about them for a long time. A Bill of Rights to the Constitution? Okay. Well, perhaps you can work on that for next year. Dr. Budd would like a Bill of Rights.
The right to unlimited coffee in the LIS workroom.
You have the right not to have free speech.
Mm. That's okay. Yeah, we'll take care of that pretty quickly. On the t-shirts, we kind of were talking earlier, since we haven't gotten a lot of feedback from outside the few of us who are here, we're going to start voting today, and we'll carry that through next Friday. So we'll take votes in person, in email, on the phone, from now until 5 o'clock next Friday. So the t-shirt designs are on the website. I know we've gotten a couple of votes already. Where's my notebook? And so, would anyone like to throw in a vote while you're here? Okay.
That one's called Squeeze.
And she also wanted it in charcoal, not black.
Okay.
And I like the putting the L in information science because I like the colors. There's everything.
Okay.
I also wrote for that one.
Okay.
In black?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle, can I see that?
Yeah. I've got a copy of that.
Okay, and Cindy, you emailed one already, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I really like it.
Did you press specify a color also? Okay. Okay. I'm not either. Washed it several times.
Okay, well, we're...
Are we up on the Constitution?
Yes, okay. We've got... On item H for the duties of the Secretary, we're going to add perform duties of webmaster. In Article 7 for the non-discrimination, we're going to add sexual or gender orientation. And in the bylaws, Article 1 for executive officers, the new requirements call for a 2.5 GPA. That's the changes that we have been talking about.
Okay, so those are the changes as proposed. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, changes to the Constitution pass, and they will be effective, and we'll also get a copy of the revised Constitution turned into org. Okay. Oh, he can look at them first. All right. The next item of old business is about string funds. I have a headache. Spring travel funds. So all through the end of last semester, we were asking for people who are interested in attending conferences to submit their names. There are four in the spring. This has been a very crazy process, and it isn't even finished yet. So we don't have, that's why I haven't sent out an email to the listserv congratulating people that get to go, because we're not definite yet on who gets to go. But we did end up not having anyone attend ALA Midwinter in San Antonio. And the next one up is the PLA conference in Boston. And that one looks at least like the people are set. That's going to be Terja Becker and me. Hey, no booing! And then after that, I think the next one is a Special Library Association in Baltimore, right? And Sarah Olivia Melton is going to that, and possibly also Danielle. And then to ALA Annual is in New Orleans. It looks like it's Noelle and myself. I did not rig that. And Jennifer Crispin is attending as our ALA Student to Staff Program person. Yay! So that's how it has played out now, and LISCSA will be able to cover registration fees with what we were allotted with org, and at least part of hotel for all of those things. And we're hoping with the people not going to midwinter and possibly some other scenarios that we'll be able to rearrange funds, and then with all of the money we're going to make on our spring fundraisers, that we'll be able to cover more of hotels and possibly send another person to ALA Annual. So if your name is on the list to ALA Annual, it's still there. and hopefully we'll get to pick someone else. Danielle, do you have anything else you wanted to say in regards to this?
We ended up with what we got from the org, and we made about $103 net profit from the bake sale, so we're about two-thirds of where we want to be. We're hoping with the next couple of fundraisers, which are going to be the auction and the book sale, that we can get all the way up there and at least be able to cover all the hotel costs. And if we raise more money, then like I said, we might be able to cover some additional expenses or send another person. So the operative message here is buy stuff. Donate stuff.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions? Okay. Well, that segues well into the new business first item then, which is the auction. You may remember we had an auction scheduled for next week, and there has been no publicity because the officers kind of talked and decided. Noelle did some research onto the website. We were looking, basing this off an event that the English Graduate Student Association did. And so Noelle did some research into what websites they used and how they went about that. And turns out they created their own website, which looks really nice. And we checked into commercial sites and stuff, which are, have a lot of requirements as far as submitting paperwork and all of this kind of stuff, which seemed a little more complicated than we want to get into. So we decided to postpone the auction so that we can drum up some more enthusiasm about it and get some more donations and possibly some corporate sponsors. That was something the English group did. Some things maybe Danielle suggested, maybe restaurants in town that we frequent, you know, places like Chipotle and Boone Tavern and The Artisan.
If you know of any place that may be willing to donate to us and help send some library students to conferences, you know, go ahead and email me or Debbie or anybody and just let us know.
Yes. So at the moment, we don't have a date for the auction, which is something we need to talk about. Yeah, our schedule for the spring is fairly full, but what we're hoping to do today is to get together a committee to work on the auction, both about the website and all the other, you know, promotion and all that kind of stuff. One thing I wanted to throw out is that I'm taking the Intro to Web Development class, and I wondered if creating the website would be something I could do as part of my final project. I'll be done in March with that class. So I'm throwing that out as something I'd be willing to try.
Yeah, I can definitely coordinate the donations and the publicity. I'm just, my HTML skills are very limited.
There's a free site that'll show you how to do, like, forms. I don't know if that would work, but it has like little boxes that you can check and it gets emailed to somebody and the coding looked real simple. So I could send you that.
Okay.
I don't think I have time to actually do it.
So. Yeah. And the English department did on their, on Dreamweaver, which I actually already know how to do. So if everything is, turns out I can do it then.
On the English department's auction website, just the place where it said click to bid was simply an email thing. So all that you did was click and send in your bids. And I think there, they just gave the name of the person who was actually running the site. She did say that it was pretty, their auction was really successful. So she was pretty busy just doing the auction for the, and they had it for a week. But as far as the mechanics of the website, they said they kept it pretty simple and it looks really nice. Should we perhaps, post a link to the web to that so people can see not just what it looks like but also what people donated to get an idea, because people, the thing that was really cool about the auction was how many faculty were involved. So different faculty gave away home-cooked meals, and not that they should do all the work, but they did. They gave away home-cooked meals. One of them did I think she did it was a theme dinner, right? Like Indian food or something like that. Somebody else donated, it wasn't, well, Debbie's going to donate bread, but other people donated, one graduate student donated a care package that her mom sent, or a couple of them. And people donated bottles of wine. Lots of food. Yeah. Well, they did it. I'm not saying it was legal or not legal. I'm just saying that's what they did.
Do you know how they accepted payments? Were they supposed to take credit cards or any kind
no,
of
No, no. They didn't do any of that. It was simply a check or cash situation. Okay. And they would, you know, once you emailed someone with your bid, once you got, people would bid up on things, and whoever won the bidding was responsible for, you know, paying for the service rendered or whatever it was. You know, there were lots of fun non things like I said, like dinners and things like that.
Services.
Yes. Dr. Bud said services, and I said yes, services.
So if you have a service you can donate, just let us know.
Dr. Bud's going to donate 2 free hours of advising time.
Advising time free. Anyway.
2 hours of extra good advising time.
Correct advice.
Correct advice, yeah.
Also a cookie.
So if we're looking at dates and stuff, one thing we talked about was possibly combining it with the book sale. Seems sort of an opinion that that's a lot to do all at once, because you have to have people both manning the crewing the book tables as well as keeping track of emails and bids and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay, thanks. Well, I was thinking we would just throw the books into the auction, you know, like just instead of having it separate, like, and having a table and everything, like just put them in the auction like you would any other item.
That would negate, because we were going to have the book sale outside, so anybody could stop by and buy it. And then,
I think with all the books that we're going to be able to get, that's a lot of coding.
Yeah.
Unless we want to start selling lots.
Yeah, that's another thing. People buy one book.
Looking at what the book sale is, right now we've got it scheduled for April the 3rd and the 4th. We were thinking about, I haven't got final clearance on this, but outside Townsend Hall or inside in event of bad weather. And did we ever come up with a spot where we wanted people to leave their donations?
No, that was something else to talk about here. Some suggestions we'd had last semester were like in the LIS room for the reflector and in Cindy's journalism library. Is that still a possibility? Okay. So Cindy has a storage room.
The work room at Ellis Library, I guess. But who's going to go back there? That's
just TAs and RAs.
Right.
It would be convenient for those people.
Right.
Yeah.
It will be.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you hide a box in the workroom, nobody will notice. Because nobody goes there. Janet, do you know is it okay if we have a box in the reflector?
In the
LAS for people to drop off books?
That should be okay.
Okay.
We have a couple of spaces on top that people can use.
Okay. So let's say those 3 spots then. We'll have a box for donations here in the LAS room in the reflector, and we'll have one at journalism. Now, will there be a spot that people can just walk in, or do they need to walk in and find you? Okay. 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 So. So talk to Cindy if you go to the Journalism Library, which is now basement of Neff 27 Neff Annex. Okay. Loading, unloading dock right by their door.
And I said, it looks like you're going to have to go to the Journalism Library. This is just chatting. And she said, what do you mean the dark cave?
And then we'll get a box in the workroom at Ellis. It's the reference workroom, and it's...
Do you know the number of it?
156.
Room 156 in the information commons.
The other thing is, if people have donations and don't have a card, don't have a way to get them, just, I guess, email one of us, and we'll work something out.
Yeah. We have enough people with cards that they can pick them up or something.
Yeah.
Do we need a book sale committee?
I don't think so.
Are we already the book sale committee?
I know it's ridiculous to ask, but I just wanted to make sure we don't need a committee.
I don't think we need a committee. I think this one will be fairly straightforward.
Okay, you, me, you, and you. We're the book sale committee.
The present list is the officers. Or and Cindy. but we did want to have an auction committee. Do we need to have a formal committee or just...
Well, basically, if anybody is out there listening in TV land and have some web expertise or auction expertise they'd like to donate, let us know.
Yes. Are we posted? Is our contact information posted on the website?
Yes.
Okay. So you can find us on the Liscasa website. Okay. And does anyone else have thoughts on dates for auction?
It's still like one of the middle weeks in March.
Okay.
That's away from everything else Liscasa-wise.
Yeah. Spring break is the last
26th through the 1st.
And PLA is the week before that, so I'll be gone. But what about the 13th? Is that the next week, the 13th to the...
it's the 13th midterms. That's the only thing I don't have written down.
Do we actually have a midterm week?
I don't know. I thought around spring break, everybody starts loading up the homework.
I only have one thing due that week. That's amazing.
Yeah, I have nothing due right now the week of the 13th.
And I will be done with my web design class.
Do we want to try that?
Let's go for that week, March 13th, to the... My calendar went away again. For the auction. Is that enough time, do we feel like? Can we get some energy going in our classmates and...
Yeah.
Professors in your classes. Auctions are great. Donate things.
Well, we can look at having it later. But we've got spring break, the book sale, and then comps going all through April. So then we'd be talking about the week after comps is probably not enough time to get something started. So we'd be talking about end of April.
Which is finals, almost. Yeah, so let's say then March 13th to the 17th. Do we need a whole week, or is just a business week enough time?
Probably just the 5 days.
Okay. So we'll say March 13th to March 17th will be the auction, online auction. So all of you out there in webcasting land, make sure that you are welcome to donate and welcome to bid. Okay. Anything else on those items? All right. The other thing that I have down here is job prep seminars. And we have several things that we have been scheduling for the spring. And one of them is Gwen Gray, and I believe Rebecca Graves is also going to be with her, doing a workshop basically on the whole process of interviewing. So looking at resumes, writing resumes, tailoring them to LIS jobs, interviewing techniques, cover letters, comprehensive things about interviews. They're going to go over some things like salary negotiations and other things that you can negotiate for when you've been offered a job. Stuff like that. It should be really good. Gwen did a workshop for us last year, and that was good. And she will be here. They will be here. February 17th, that's a Friday, at 3:15. Here. Well, not in this room. 107? Do you remember?
I have it in my book.
I think it's 107. I, for some reason, don't have it written down.
Yes,
107. Okay, in room 107. And then the other thing that's coming up or that we would like to have is a panel of practicing librarians who are in all different sort of fields to come and talk about interviews, what they're looking for in job interviews with candidates. We have a lot of names in all different areas that we're looking at, and the day that we were proposing was March 11th. That's a Saturday. And Dr. Budd got me the Saturday class schedules. And there is the children's programming class meets on that day, and there's a class in St. Louis that meets. And the reason that we were looking at having Saturday stuff is so that people from other that work full time or people that live in other cities maybe would want to come to some of these professional preparation seminars. I don't have a sense. I know the programming class last year was pretty big. Does anyone else have a sense? Should we go ahead and have it then? Should we push it off to another Saturday? Okay. Because we hadn't fixedly set a date yet for that. We were throwing around. Yeah. Okay. So let's schedule that on March 11th then. We're sorry to all of you in the programming class. And Sarah Howard will not be able to come then. I'll talk to Marilyn. And that we don't have set yet either. What do you think is a good time? Should we go morning to lunch? Should we go afternoon?
Like a lunch session and then carry it over.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 2.
We could start at 3.
Or start at 2. I don't know. I think you're probably right.
Our goal is to have about 5 people-ish and then to make reservations for everybody attending to eat somewhere together afterwards. So if we do it later in the afternoon, then we could all have dinner together. We don't want to get too late because if people do come from Kansas City or St. Louis or Springfield, they're going to have to drive home. And we don't want that to be too late for them. But
like a little bit more informal so that people could kind of talk one-on-one with the panel people, because I went to an interviewing session up for SLA in St. Louis, and that's how they did it. They had a little bit of presentation, but then most of it was just actually talking to people one-on-one and networking and getting, you know, hands-on advice instead of...
Okay. That's a good idea.
So I like that setup.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we have like 5 people that come and we ask them each to talk for just a few minutes, you know, half an hour, 45 minutes, and then we could have another 45 minutes of just one-on-one time and talking and stuff. Does that sound... So that's like an hour and a half. Is that what that adds up to? And then we can walk somewhere and get some dinner. Sound good? Okay. So let's say March 11th then, and what, 2 o'clock?
3 o'clock.
2 o'clock. March 11th at 2 o'clock.
I was going to say, who are the librarians?
Well, yeah. Amy can talk about the person she's actually invited. I don't think anybody else has been officially invited because I was waiting on date.
Yeah, I invited my friend and my mentor who helped me get into library school and everything, Jamie Schmid. She's an English liaison at St. Louis University. And she said she'd come down. And she's really cool.
And we had names of people who are recent graduates, people working at the state library, special libraries, academic and public, and possibly school.
Did you have something, Danielle?
Okay. Yeah. So now we can ask people exactly.
Oh, yes. I talked to Felicity Dykus in Technical Services because... she's recently gone through the job search process. She just started she transferred from UMKC to MU in August, and she is the electronic resources cataloger. So, and I think, aren't you doing your practicum with her, or were you going to, Danielle?
I am.
So you know
she's
her.
Doing half of my practicum.
Okay. I bugged her. I guess I should have let you bug her, but I saw her one day, and I just thought, well, I'll ask her. And then I also talked to... and she said she would be willing to do it. So I haven't given her a date or anything. I just sort of told her about that. And then I haven't really talked to anyone else. I mentioned it to my supervisor, Wayne Sanders, who just graduated from the program. And he's not a librarian, but he has a job that I don't necessarily think that some of us will get jobs like that. He's the unit head of monographic cataloging, and it's a really interesting job, and he's a really interesting person. So I asked him if he'd be willing, and he said he would. I think he's maybe not as excited about it as Felicity. I could be wrong.
So we may go with hers and just have one technical services person.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments, thoughts, planning questions?
I'm going to try to ask somebody from special libraries. I ended up missing the meeting that I was supposed to be going to, but I'll get in touch with them over email.
Okay. And I've got the State Library and Ellis and Public Library on my list.
I didn't know. I forgot.
All right, let's move on then. My report will be short. I have nothing to report from GPC because the meeting is not until next Tuesday. But there's a bunch of stuff that we're voting on then, so I'll have lots to report at March's meeting. Financial Success Seminar we had, first week of classes. It was very interesting. It was not well attended, unfortunately, but it was really good information. And the Office of Financial Success provides a lot of resources for students, so I strongly encourage you to visit their website. And I know if you do a search on the MU homepage for Office of Financial Success, you can get there because it's a, some long, strange web address. Oh, he did make a simpler one, didn't he? Okay, so try mufinancialsuccess.missouri.edu. And if it's wrong, just do a search on the Mizzou homepage. But yeah, they provide tons of stuff, everything from planning budgets and managing, you know, student loans to, you know, 401ks and IRAs and retirement savings and debt management, credit cards, just about anything you could think of. And they'll do one-on-one counseling, and they have tons of resources on the website that you don't even have to be physically here for. So I strongly encourage you to check that out and get in touch with Dr. Mark Olison if you have any questions. He's the director of the Office of Financial Success.
And they do stuff anonymously with phone calls and email, too, so you don't have to tell them who you are or anything.
Yeah.
He mentioned that if you're embarrassed.
Yeah, some people are uncomfortable with others knowing their debt and stuff, so you can be completely anonymous if you want to. Okay, we've talked about continuing the meetings with faculty that we started last year in the spring, and I know people were interested as a first meeting of kind of getting together with faculty and finding out what they're doing, what kind of research they're doing right now. Stuff like that. One thing I just wanted to kind of ask were, do people have other subjects they'd like to cover, and what are good dates? I know we'd wanted to have some things on Saturdays so people can come. I know the faculty are often traveling to the other locations on weekends and stuff, so it might be good to have some weekday dates.
Can we do Sundays? Is there anything wrong with Sundays, afternoons? I know some people do church, but I was just thinking Sunday afternoon's a day when people typically have off. So I'm throwing that one out there.
That's something we can consider, too. I work Sunday nights, but Sunday afternoons I'm there. Sunday is homework day. Which means you do everything you've been putting off. Okay. What, at least of those of you who are here, what are good weekdays? You know, are there lunch times that are good if we had, you know, brown bag sessions with faculty? Are there good lunch days?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm in Jeff City and doing the round trip for lunch is kind of impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I work two jobs back to back and I only have an hour for lunch. So, but I can throw out Thursday after 5 every other week.
Okay.
Because of Hislick.
Yeah, generally after 5 is good for me.
On any day?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think I have some days when I'm free between 3 and 5. Like Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday. That's what they are.
And I think for the officers, do you guys pretty much have the same schedules that you emailed me when we were trying to plan our meeting together? Danielle's, I know, is changing, but okay. So at least
mine
for the officers,
every 5 minutes, I will keep you updated.
At least for officers, I could get a handle on good times, which seemed to be Thursday mornings. But anyone out there? Oh, now you have a class. Okay. I know one thing Dr. Budd had suggested is that maybe if Rachel is willing that we take one of the journal discussion group times, because that seemed to be a time that a lot of people who are interested in journal group could be there. That's Tuesdays noon to 1.
Even though I can't, unfortunately, I can't go because I work.
Rachel, if you're out there, how well attended has journal discussion group actually been?
Well, there's only been one. So, but apparently that was the day that everybody interested could go. So, all right, and anyone out there, if you're interested in some of these meetings, and the idea of the meetings with the faculty is to talk about subjects in librarianship that we don't have classes about, or that, you know, we got interested in. It was maybe a topic covered in brief in one of your classes, but you want to know more about it, so that you can kind of ask questions. But like I said, the one people seem to be interested at first is just finding out what faculty are doing and what their research interests are and what kind of things are working out right now. So,
Dr. Bud has a question.
Just to throw aside, I'll take this. We needn't meet always on one day and time. It can be a movable feast. So once during the semester, it can be during the journal group, once on either Tuesday or Wednesday after 5, and once some other time, perhaps.
And also, do we have anything on the web already that's like about, you know, faculty? I know some have pages with your CVs and stuff. No? No? Okay. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, if nobody heard that, the information on the web's inadequate. Maybe we could update it and put pictures.
Some people only know one faculty member.
Try it. That's on the website.
I mean, not that he wouldn't. He has one, and he does have one. That's right. I forgot he talked about that dog all last summer during our meeting.
So if you're out there and you have a strong preference for a day or time and are really interested in this topic, let me know. And we'll try and get something scheduled, and we'll play around with it, so hopefully we can get a significant number of people at each of them at various times.
How wonderful is Arizona as the first topic?
I don't think we need something on that subject. We already know how great Arizona is. All right, the other thing I have to talk about is an archives workshop. And Todd Gilliam from Western Historical Manuscript actually got in touch with Jennifer and Noel about doing an archives workshop again. Last year, Dan and I think Annie worked with him to plan an archives workshop. Basically, all this because I had to do was promote it and reserve the room. And then Todd did the whole program. And it seemed that I think Todd said they had about 15 people that came last year. And I remember, like, more people wanted to come than were able to. And people came from out of town. And so it was really well attended. And apparently it was very good. I didn't go. But you went. Cindy says it was very good. So we got in touch with them. I got in touch with them and said, yeah, we're definitely interested in doing that. The officers had discussed that it looks like April 22nd is the day to go. That's a Saturday. And when I emailed Todd, I couldn't remember what the date was. I just found that. But he said April's fine, and the 15th, 22nd, or the 29th work okay for him. So, he what? He has the world's cutest baby, says Cindy. Nice. So we're planning that archives workshop on April 22nd, and I don't know what time. He said he would rather... He likes mornings, but would not like to miss lunch, but understands if we want it a little bit later so that out-of-town people can get here easier. So maybe we could talk about something like a start at lunch or everybody gather at lunchtime and then actually do the workshop afterwards, or I'll work that out with him and see. Because that seems to be pretty good, right, if we go afternoon-ish. I didn't look to see about classes on April 22nd. Ooh. So let's see what we have. April 22nd, there's 7312 in Omaha and 7315 in St. Louis. And those are weekly classes. So I think that will be an okay date. It seemed to be the only time that we could actually do it. So plan on that, April 22nd, for the Archives Workshop. And that's all for me. Jennifer?
Okay, I just need to mention a couple of things about the website. We decided we're still going to accept T-shirt designs for another T-shirt design votes for another week. We are accepting T-shirt designs for another week. So remember to check the website for the designs. The link is near the top. I wanted to ask, as people go to these various conferences, it would be nice if they could send a little write-up of maybe tips or interesting experiences that happened to them for the website, so people who don't know anything about conferences can look and say, okay, it's not so intimidating and overwhelming, and I won't, you know, I'll be able to figure out what's going on. And I also wanted to remind people that the minutes will be posted on the website as soon as they're checked over, and the link to this will be on the LIS Radio website at lisradio.missouri.edu. So you'll be able to listen to these archives until the next General Assembly meeting. That's all I have. And next is Amy, Social Coordinator.
All right. So as it looks like I haven't gotten around to scheduling that many social events yet, but I'm going to. I've just been really, really busy and kind of forgot. But for our concluded social events, we did have the Monty Python movie night, welcome back evening, and it was awesome from what I hear. And people had a great time. And they watched the Miss America pageant as well as Monty Python, as well as Eddie Izzard. So if you think you're going to get stuck watching one thing at a movie marathon, you're not. There's no telling what's going to happen. It's crazy. Some upcoming social events. The first one kind of developed from the Monty Python night, so there's been talk of having an Eddie Izzard night. Also, there's been talk of doing bowling, and when it gets warmer, I'm going to try to schedule another Saturday hiking and maybe barbecue at the park so we can all get together and enjoy some fresh air, because I know we're all dying from this horrible winter cold. And so that's my ideas for upcoming social events. Probably do those on Saturdays. If anybody has any ideas, suggestions, comments, just email me. HISLIG, it's the Health Sciences Librarianship Interest Group. We are meeting every other Thursday. Our first meeting was really good. We had 7 people show up. One was a nurse considering librarianship as a career alternative. And so I'm very, very happy with that. And we meet every other Thursday from 5:30 to 7. The location's generally Boone's, but we are going to have different locations depending on, you know, what other events go on. As of now, the 2 events that I've scheduled or that we've planned out are next Thursday, February 9th, from 5:30 to 7. We're meeting in the lounge in the Health Sciences Library. And we're going to have free pizza and medical terminology with Rebecca Graves, so that should be really good. This is good for anyone, too. Yeah, free pizza and medical terminology. If you're thinking about public librarianship and that you're not interested in this, a lot of public libraries do have consumer health sections, so it might be a good thing to know. And on March 9th, Diane Johnson is going to be giving a fun and practical demonstration on MeSH subject headings. And she gives lots of presentations at the Medical Library Association conferences, and I've heard from lots of people that she's the absolute best person to learn MeSH from. So that's going to be really, really good. And that's going to be at Boone Tavern from 5:30 to 7. Other than that, not much to say. Still doing Fridays at 5. Still changing locations all the time. If anybody has suggestions of somewhere that they want to go that they haven't tried out, let me know. And, yep. On to Danielle, the treasurer. Oh, tonight we're meeting at Boone's at 5, and there's a reservation
I think probably just library science or grad students or the librarians.
Yeah. It's the back room, like when you first come in, if you walk straight back, it's the VIP room with the big round table. So look confused and we'll holler at you.
Yeah, you can see us from the door. Just look a little to the left and straight back. Oh, and I guess it's my turn. And really, well, I think we can go right into Noel because we've discussed everything that I had to talk about in new and old business.
Oh, yeah, and as far as HISLIG, we do have a blog. It's not just for people that aren't in Columbia, because I've already put some advice for people who are interested in getting into the field. Like if you're recently graduated or haven't graduated yet, I'm going to be putting up some good conference advice that I've gotten from the listservs and other random tidbits as I come along. So I'll be sending out an email next week about HISLIG, and it'll have information for joining that blog if you want to. And you don't have to post. Some people aren't posting. That's cool.
Let's see. This is Noel. I'm the vice president. I'm just going to make sure this mic is on.
Is that on?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Last meeting, I forgot to turn the mic on. Okay, the GSA report. I don't have a lot to say about GSA because we haven't had our first meeting of the semester yet. It's next Tuesday, but I'm on the GSA banquet, GSA Awards Banquet Committee, which is the annual big deal that GSA does every year. It's a graduate student awards banquet, and it is on, I believe, April 16th, if that's the date, at 6:30 p.m. And I guess what I'd like to say to everybody here and listening is to think about nominations for graduate students, because I think that it would be wonderful if we had at least one person nominated and maybe even win an award or something like that.
What are the awards for?
They are for, the only thing that comes to mind is outstanding graduate student, but there are other awards as well. So I think there are a few people in here who could win that award just fine. And also, I would like to say that I got the GSA Awards Banquet Speaker, even though he is not in the Library Science Department. He's, but I picked someone based on their bow tie and asked them to do a speech. So, but I just want to record that for posterity that I actually lined up a speaker. It's the first time I've ever done anything like that. So, Dr. George Justice from the English Department, who writes a anonymous, quote unquote, anonymous first person column for the Chronicle, which everyone knows it's him, Frank Midler. That's his name. They're great columns. That's why I asked him. The bow tie and the columns. Faculty Search Committee report. Actually, I'm going to hand this off to Dr. Budd now because he knows what's going on better than I do.
As you might know, I feel silly. I'm standing up for those of you who can't see me. No, I'm sitting down. Watch. Okay, I'm sitting down. You might remember that we had a faculty open position last fall. Technically, it was Feng Kuei Wong's position. We received, I think, 17 or 18 applications, and we did make a hire. Her name is Kim Thompson. She's finishing up her dissertation this semester at Florida State University and will join us in the fall of 2006. And technically, we do have a second position open right now. We'll be searching actively beginning early fall. And this will be Charlie Seavey's position, otherwise known as the grumpy old man who walks a dog in the morning. Stay tuned.
So for those of us who weren't able to go to either of the interview things, tell us about soon-to-be Dr. Thompson and what her special is.
Her teaching areas include management, information policy, et cetera.
Oh, thank you.
And the research she's doing is mainly on social network kind of stuff. That's her dissertation research. And looking at
theories of information poverty?
Yeah. Use of information poverty. Small what?
Small world. Connections.
Small city, small circle. Anyway, the way smaller groups of people bond together and either enhance information seeking or suppress it in some cases. And if you didn't get a chance to hear her presentation, it was really, really marvelous. And she's going to do good things. In the fall, she'll be helping me, or I'll be helping her, with 7315, the basic management course, and she will probably be meeting the class sessions in the St. Louis area.
Thank you, Dr. Budd. That was wonderful.
Wait, I'm not finished.
We have to pause for consultation.
So maybe we won't even do it.
If you want to solicit. No, you thought
it. Okay. Sorry. Okay. One of my pet ideas this semester has been asking students to meet with Dr. Budd so we could talk about our course offerings situation, if you want to call it that, where depending on the semester, depending on the student, people tend to have concerns about being able to take a class so that they can graduate, or if they've gotten their core requirements out of the way, they might have questions about what kinds of 9,000 level classes are being offered or suggestions about what they might want to take. And we did have a really great meeting with Dr. Budd last semester where we talked about these issues. And during that meeting, he offered to be available to students to meet again if we wanted to. So I thought it would be great if we could do a meeting this semester. I'd like to solicit dates and times from graduate students, either here or via email. My email is kaprivan@missouri.edu, K-O-P-R-I-V, as in Victor, A-N, at missouri.edu. The one caveat is that Dr. Budd can't meet on Saturdays, so it'll have to be a weekday occurrence. The last meeting we had was on a Friday morning, and it went really well. It was very early, 9 a.m., and we had pretty decent attendance, so, and I had lots of people who just emailed me with their suggestions and ideas, and I'd be happy to do that again as well, take those to the meeting and just tell everyone what folks out in other campuses are thinking. And that's really all I have. Thank you.
Okay, moving into announcements. The only one I have is that the next General Assembly meeting will be Friday, March 3rd. Same time, same place. And we have a guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Can you say hi to the community?
I'd be happy to introduce myself. My name is Margaret Booker. And I received an invitation through the membership committee of the Missouri Library Association and through Jennifer Crispin, who very graciously offered to allow me and anybody else from MLA to come over and observe and offer a little bit of information about MLA to the group. I had no idea that we would be on, I assume, the radio. It's okay. So web radio, podcasting. I was making all sorts of notes when I walked in to try to define what was going on for myself, and then looking for cameras, which I still find myself looking around for. So pardon my dis-ease, but I'm just trying to get up to speed. We would very much and have very much been interested, would very much be interested in developing an ongoing relationship with students, obviously. We are the ALA, American Library Association, chapter in the state of Missouri. We are one of two statewide library associations in Missouri. In addition to MLA, the Missouri Library Association, there's the Missouri Association of School Librarians. And if you haven't met them, you should invite them into this, too, because they would obviously be especially interested in meeting and working with students. A number of ideas have come up for me just as I've listened to you go through your agenda of things that those in the profession, you know, would joyously help with. And one of the things is the auction. There's a connect. I mean, everybody wants to give back to real people. They might not necessarily want to give to library schools, which I'm sure they should do too. Don't hit me with anything, John, okay? So making those connections, the projects that you're working on, the job panel, the archives. We've got a very active member who's with the National Archives in Kansas City, and if Todd at the Western Historical Manuscript Society would be willing to share the spotlight, I'm sure Kimberly Reed would be interested in talking to you guys and talking about the federal level as well. So merging our resources is something I'm very interested in, and making that connection. I serve as a liaison to a lot of groups on behalf of MLA, and I'm here in Columbia. MLA is based here in Columbia. We share space with Mornet and Mobius groups that you guys may have heard of during the course of your studies or in the work that you do here in campus or in town in libraries. And I'll leave that a mystery for all the unknown faces out there in the world. Search out Mobius and Mornet. So I'm going to hang out, and I'm going to hopefully go for cocktails, because I think that's an important library school activity. It was very important when I was in library school. I also brought with me some literature and some extra conference bags. I'm happy to leave those here with your officers. I've got about 15 of each items. Exactly. So get with your president if you're not here. And I would recommend first come, first serve via email, I guess. There's membership information, and thanks to all of you guys who are members. We don't have a specific student group. We integrate you right in with the professionals in any given division, and our divisions are organized by library type, so public, special, academic. We do have school library members, but most of those folks belong to MASL. And then we have a trustees and friends group, and that was one of the things that came up for me as you guys were talking about the panel, because getting a trustee in to talk about hiring a library director is a very different perspective than talking to librarians from theirs. So you might look at that, and if you run into problems, let me know, and I'll see if I can't help with that. MLA runs a number of different events through the year. Our biggest is our fall conference, and that's going to be in Columbia this year. So really no travel budget needed, you guys. Save some money there, too. We're going to be over at the Holiday Inn Executive Center October 3, 4, 5, and 6, and we'll have pre-conference offerings as well as conference offerings. In the extra bags from last year, there are actual unused conference programs, and I always order some extras to take out and give to people so you can see what you missed. I think there's nothing as appealing as seeing what you missed and marking your calendar now. But also some giveaways that are typical to conference bags. Those of you who've been out doing professional conferences know these kind of things. I think there's an M-Link luggage tag, highly desirable M-Link luggage tag, thanks to Tracy Byerly and the folks in the St. Louis area. There's literature on the Performer Showcase that we do each year, which is a high draw for school and YA folks. And we did a full-fledged brochure that we are now sending out to anybody who asks. Also is a brochure on a partnership that MLA has with the Missouri Bar Association. We're doing 2 to 4 hour workshops, mostly in public libraries, but not exclusively, to give a tune-up and or an introduction to staff that are dealing with self-help legal customers. We talked a little bit about health sciences and the fact that there are people who specialize. There are also people who specialize in legal, but there are tons of other people who get those questions along with where's the copier and where's the bathroom and how do I get a divorce. I mean, it's just amazing. We've actually done this session as a library workday session for a full range of staff. Because it's great when you've got a professional person, but if you're in a small library, you may be the LTA who answers most of those reference questions. So that's a piece that we've been doing for a couple of years. And I also brought the enrollment sheet, which has got the agenda for next week's Missouri Library Advocacy Day. Librarians from across the state will be headed to Jeff City on Tuesday. the 7th to work the Hill, work the Capitol, talk to legislators, talk to lots of aides, and work on tax appropriations, tax allocations. So it's not just funding, but it's services as well. And that's a whole day of events, starting at the State Information Center at 10:30 and going through a reception out at the Country Club till about 8. And one of these years in the future, I'm hoping that we can get students paired up with library directors to do a little mentoring on advocacy. So I bring that to your attention as well. Thanks for having me. I'd be so happy to come back, like I said, and work as a liaison. And start getting you guys introduced to those professional members who are very active in the professional development component of the Missouri Library Association.
Great. Thanks very much. Welcome. And as Ms. Booker mentioned, she's joining us for Friday at 5 tonight at Boone Tavern. So come and meet her if you're out there.
I actually have one. Thank you.
I think we all have one. Yeah, and if you would like a book bag from MLA, email me, and we have a lot. So if you want one that she was talking about, they're great book bags. They're really nice, and they have a nice little pocket in the side, and a little symbol of 40th anniversary of Mid-Continent Public Library, which is in Kansas City. They're white with these black straps, black accents. It's very nice. So even if you like a bag, I don't know if they're made by Gucci, but they are really nice. I just actually unpacked mine a couple weeks ago from MLA, and I thought, this is a really nice bag. So let me know if you want one. Anyone else have announcements? Okay, then keep in mind, as I said before, March 3rd is the next General Assembly meeting. Please go to the LISCASA website and email one of the officers your vote for T-shirts. That will go through 5 o'clock next Friday. And I think that's it. We are adjourned. Thanks for coming.